This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we need to talk to our insider, Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. President Trump is reportedly setting his sights on the California Coastal Commission. That's according to an ally of the president who says the administration is planning to set conditions on federal disaster relief for Southern California following this year's massive fires. And Phil, what we want to know is why the California Coastal Commission? It's a pretty important commission, is it not?
It is, but it's not the favorite among people, especially builders and sometimes even, you know, residents along the areas near the coast. They want to do some building because it's really tough. It makes the San Francisco Police Planning Commission look like a walk in the park, and we know how difficult that is. It was set up in 1976 by an initiative by the voters, and it was intended to protect the California's 840 miles of coastline. But people said lately it's gotten a little too environmentally overly sensitive, and it's become more and more difficult for people to build or rebuild. And, you know, Donald Trump, there's always a difference between what he says and what he means. He wanted the thing abolished when he came to California to visit and said he would put strings on any federal aid that would require that. That's not going to happen. But Gavin Newsom himself has concerns about the commission and about its handling of building and rebuilding. And as a matter of fact, he issued an executive order a la Donald Trump, basically saying he was suspending the rules for the rebuild of Palisades in Los Angeles because it wanted to make sure that they got going and didn't get tied up forever and ever in various hearings. So this is a strange thing where in some ways they're in agreement, in other ways they're in big disagreements. But it's an interesting twist on a longstanding California policy.
Phil, on a very practical level, can the federal government defund the California Coastal Commission? Can it do what it's threatening to do?
No. First of all, they is Donald Trump. And like I said, there's a difference between what the guy says and what he means, or if he even knows what he's saying, or if he knows what he's meaning. It's like, you know, he said he was going to, you know, abolish the Presidio Trust. It's not going to happen. Defund. The California Coastal Commission has about like a $40 million, I think, a year budget. The feds throw in $3 to $5 million for various programs. He cannot defund it. It's set up by the people of California. It's paid by the people of California. He can cut federal funding to it. He can try to say, I want to have them do certain things in order to get rebuild money. And one of those things might be suspend some of the rules to make the rebuilding quicker. But Gavin Newsom's already beat him to the punch. I think Gavin Newsom's being smart. He's saying he's always making sort of the conditions already irrelevant. Just like he showed up on the tarmac after Trump blasted him. He's putting the rebuild of Los Angeles as a top priority, and I'm sure he's not going to get rid of the commission. If he has to bend it to his will, he will. But this is a commission that's set up by the people, and it's I would have to say it's pretty Trump proof.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.